Alt NPR.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from AT&T, the passion to invent, the drive to deliver. The new AT&T, your world delivered.
Welcome, podcast listeners, to the show that tackles life's most trying dilemmas. What would Rob do? I'm Andrea Seabrook, and here with me is the man who fiercely battles these dilemmas. It's Rob Sachs. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Andrea.
What are we doing today?
All right, today we're going to look at what happens when you forget someone's name. This is like, you know, you're walking down the hall, and someone gives you a smile and says, "Oh, hi, Andrea," and you're like, "Oh, hey, you. How you doing?" It's happened to you, right?
Yes, it has happened to me. Although I try really hard not to have it happen. So teach me.
All right. Well, I consulted a memory expert. His name, Harry Lorraine. Do you know Harry Lorraine?
I do not. It sounds like a magician or something.
That's actually pretty close, Andrea. This is Harry Lorraine.
Yes, I'm Harry Lorraine, and by the time I'm through with you, you'll remember it, and so much more, easily, because you already have a good memory.
So he's that good, Andrew. He's what we call a
sounds like a huckster.
Well, he's what we call a memory big shot.
Harry Lorraine is unquestionably the world's foremost memory training specialist. His books, translated into every major language, have sold over 17 million copies and topped the New York Times bestsellers list.
Wait. He's unquestionably the what?
The world's training expert. I don't know. And Time magazine called him the Yoda of memory training.
Oh, yeah. He's the little green guy who says the predicate before the beginning of the sentence.
Right. Well, he can help you out. He knows everything.
Wait, can I ask you to play that again, actually?
Sure, we can play that.
I want to know what they call him. Unquestionably what?
Harry Lorraine is unquestionably the world's foremost memory training specialist.
Okay, the world's foremost memory training specialist.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of memory training specialists out there, but he's the foremost.
Okay.
He's the top. He's
fine. Rob, go ahead. You talk to him.
There's nothing you can do, he said, to remember someone's name. His whole thing is based on not forgetting in the first place. So he gave me all these tips on how to not forget. One is, he said, the biggest thing is when you're introduced to someone, you need to repeat their name, use it while you're talking to them. Then he said, ask someone how to spell their name, or maybe say, what's the origin of that name? He said, as many times as you can keep talking about that person's name in that initial conversation, that's going to help you remember it later on.
Yeah, but okay, so let's do it, all right? What's your name?
My name is Rob. Rob Sachs.
Oh, hi, Rob. It's really great to meet you, Rob. Rob Sachs. Rob Sachs, where do you work, Rob?
Well, I work at National Public Radio. And by the way, the spelling of my name is S-A-C-H-S, like Goldman Sachs.
That's how you spell Rob?
Rob? Well, Rob is like, you know, you're robbing a bank. That's me. Rob. Or like Robert Frost.
Thanks, Robert. Rob. It's great to meet you, Rob.
See, now you won't forget. Rob.
Okay, people who do this, and people do this, are smarmy.
Yeah.
And you can tell.
It's a little messed up because, yeah, you're like, why are you saying my name so many times? This is really awkward.
It comes off as like some old guy in like a pantsuit.
Yeah. But he has other tricks too.
Okay.
He mentioned that what you want to do is you want to find a distinguishing characteristic of someone and then associate their name with that characteristic. For instance, Seabrook, I can think of like, oh, you have really nice long flowing hair, maybe like a C. So I look at your hair, I think C, Seabrook, got it, you know.
I cut my hair off.
I know, you used to have long flowing hair. So you cut your hair, and now no one's going to remember your name.
No one's going to remember my name.
Anyway, so there's some problems to these techniques. And the other thing is, it's always just remembering. It's not when you're walking down the hall, like what we said, and you forgot someone's name.
Yeah.
You're in a totally different situation than Harry Lorraine is really prepared for.
Yes.
So the Rob Sachs, whatever.
You are
technique.
Questionably the right. World's foremost.
I'm the foremost guy at faking that you know when someone's
name. Oh, okay.
Name.
All right. That sounds like a better.
Here's what you do.
Okay.
You take out your driver's license. You say to them, hey, Andrea, do you know I have a really funny picture on my driver's license? Here, check it out, and I'll show you.
Oh, right. You do have a funny picture. Your hair, you look kind
of
like
all funny.
You stuck your finger in an outlet.
Yeah, so look, I have a funny picture. And then you say, oh, you must have a funny picture too, right? Let's see your driver's license. Or let's see your NPR ID. Let's see your, you know, whatever. Anything to get out their identification.
Okay.
Well, here's another thing you can do. you get a conspirator to help you out. You go to your friend, you say, hey, I don't know who the heck that person is. Go introduce yourself to them. They introduce themselves, then they come back with you with the information.
I see. Can't you just ask the people around this person what their name is? Can't you just say to your friend, I don't remember who that is. Who is that person?
Well, that works, yeah. But sometimes nobody knows who this person is. Don't know their name, they're probably not announcing it that much.
Yeah,
so, you know, it's not out there. So you have to get someone to go in and get the goods for you.
All right. Okay, other techniques?
All right, well, here's another one. You can start talking about yourself in the third person in the middle of a conversation and see if that works. Rob like mint chocolate chip. And then
you are the Yoda. You're the Gollum.
Right.
He's the Yoda of memory specials. So you're the Gollum.
Let's play Yoda. You know, you get them to play that game. And if you can get them talking in the third person, now, again, you got their name.
The little green third person talkers.
Right.
Okay, so is that it?
No, I have one last thing.
Okay.
And this is if you're feeling really outgoing and if you like to maybe feel a little bit more artistic about your approach to finding out someone's name.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting yourself into a freestyle rap circle. Okay? Because every time you're freestyle rapping, you got to mention your name, right?
I see. But you mention a lot of people's names.
Right. But usually you start off with your own name and talking about who you are and what you do. So, like, let's say, here's how I would do it.
Let's hear it.
I say, hey, my name is Rob, and I'll be on the job. I like to eat corn on the cob because I like to eat it hot with melted butter straight from the pot, and I like to rock. and then go, okay, on to you.
And I'll say, it's a big plight because you are so white.
Right. I could get totally dissed in the freestyle rap, and maybe I would never learn your name, but at least I put myself out there, and that's what it's all about.
I see. That's what it's all about. So remembering people's names is really about putting yourself out there.
Basically, that's what it comes down to in the end.
Well, great. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? The Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Alt NPR.